Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week, Mallory Olmstead, a student athlete from Lancaster High School. Mallory, congratulations. First off, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And a fantastic last weekend you had, a couple weekends here ago, I should say, at the Track and Field State Championships in lacrosse, competing in three different events. Was this your first time competing at the state championships in lacrosse?
No, I competed my freshman year and my sophomore
year.
So this would have been, my third year.
Third year there. So you're a veteran at this point. So was there still, I'm sure there's still got to be pressure going into that state championship meet. Even if you've been there before, there's still got to be kind of those same butterflies, right?
Oh yeah, totally. And I think the butterflies probably got worse and worse each year.
So you're in there with a couple relays and then one event by yourself. And I would imagine maybe the butterflies come because when you're competing in the 800 by yourself, it's probably like, okay, I just need to go out here and I need to run my race. I'm the one who controls this. But with the relay, there's a ton of other factors. Is that probably where the butterflies come from?
Yes, because if someone has a bad day, you have to have like your best performance. Or if you don't have your best performance, you can have like your team help with it. So that's nice for the relays.
Yeah, for the relay part of things, you had some fantastic teammates, Sophia Burr, Annie Martin, your sister Kylie Olmstead, Maddie Nielsen, Michaela Smith is a part of that 4x4 team, and then Kylie, Michaela, Annie, a part of that 4x8 team as well, along with Elena Stater and Brianna Kirsch. So all these girls, I think when I remember going through it, none of you girls were seniors, correct?
And the 4x8, Michaela Smith was a senior, so it'll be a big loss. And then the 4x4, it was no seniors.
No seniors. So that's obviously bodes well for the coming years. When you're kind of putting this group together as the season goes along, you're always expecting most relay teams are going to have a ton of upperclassmen. Did you feel like your team was kind of or maybe an underdog going throughout the season because you didn't have that girls that have been around for a number of years?
Well, we definitely felt like an underdog in the 4x4 because two of the girls have never ran it before, so they were still like learning how to run it when the season got on. But the two freshmen did really good at the end, and they stepped up. And then our sophomore also was still learning how to do it, and she ran a phenomenal time too.
What did it feel like getting a chance to compete at the state championships with your sister?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, I'm glad I got to experience that with her, and hopefully I can experience it with her again next year.
Yeah, and then as far as the 800, running that, finishing fourth place in that event, hot weekend there. I was talking with a couple of the Prairie du Chien kids after that weekend that got a chance to run up there. They said one of the hottest track meets they ever experienced. Was that kind of the same for you?
Very hot, but we got lucky and we had an AC dorm, so we were able to like stay in there a little bit longer before the track meet and everything.
That makes it better. Yeah, instead of there's sometimes where you're out there and you can be enjoying the meet, you know, walking around doing different things. That was one of those you probably want to stay in the cool as long as you can right before the race.
Yes.
As far as the Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week, when did you find out you were on the poll? Did somebody let you know? What was it like, friends and family coming up and talking to you throughout the week?
My mom let me know, and I was actually on the cross-country camping trip when she told me, so we had everyone start voting when we found out.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was probably pretty cool to find out, and I remember waking up that morning when the poll went live. We had a bunch of notifications, and it was a bunch of Olmsteads who were sharing the poll, and I thought, oh, this bodes well for Mallory because it looks like the crew's behind her.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And Lancaster is very good. They're really good at supporting us, and especially during track and stuff.
That's awesome to hear. Mallory, congratulations. A fantastic state championship meet for you, finishing fourth in the 800. Your relays finishing second in the 4x4 and then sixth in the 4x8. A fantastic weekend in lacrosse, and congratulations once again on the Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.